Welcome to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. This is where you'll discover how the programs at Athens Tech can connect you with in-demand and high-paying careers. Today, we're going to look at the Interior Design program at Athens Tech. In order to design spaces successfully, interior designers must be knowledgeable in the areas of building construction, building materials, specification writing, codes, technical drawing, and business practices. Interior designers analyze problem areas, develop planning and detailed design solutions, and organize and supervise projects to full completion while maintaining attention to client needs and resources. Interior designers also work hand-in-hand with other building specialists. Excelling at interior design requires energy, technical proficiency, vision, and dedication. All of the hard work, however, will result in a rewarding and fulfilling career. Now, let's meet our guests.
Hi, I'm Philip Meyer. I'm the program chair for the Interior Design program at Athens Technical College. We have a really great program here, a diverse selection of students, and some really great instructors.
What exactly does the program chair do?
My involvement in the program is to review curriculum, set up the course schedule, and work with our adjunct instructors, as well as teach a collection of courses in the program.
How long is this program, and what does it entail?
The interior design program can be a two-year program if you're a full-time student. We do have a diverse selection of students that might be working part-time to full-time, so that would take them a little bit longer to achieve their associate's degree. The interior design field is often a misunderstood field. People associate interior design exclusively with the decoration or the aesthetics of environments. And there's actually two distinct fields, interior decorating and interior design. So interior design is involved in more of the technical skill sets. So students can get involved in space planning, construction documents, lighting plans, electrical and power and communication plans. Whereas probably the common folk off the street might think that interior designers are only going to be helping clients pick out colors and textiles and furniture, but there's actually a very technical side to the career.
Here's Frankie Ware, an assistant professor.
So my name is Frankie Ware, and I'm an associate professor of interior design at Athens Tech.
Frankie, what does a typical day of teaching look like?
Well, all of our classes are about 2.5 hours long. And so they're called studio classes. And so we start off with a lecture at the very beginning, and then it's all hands-on. Everything in interior design is project-driven. There's very little testing. There is some testing, but not like in math or English or something like that. We assign projects, and those projects are due. So they work on time management skills, trying to get multiple tasks done at the same time and turn something in. And so mainly what we do during the class day is, like I said, we do a lecture and then we just walk around and we have one-on-one with the students and we critique their work and make sure they're on the right track so that they can finish and complete the project in time.
Is this a program for creatives or a task manager?
You know, it's very interesting. I would say it can work with both. I've seen both in the classroom, but definitely creative people, I think they see this as a way. It's, you know, like some people are like, I can't make a living doodling art. So what do I do instead with my creative outlet? And interior design is perfect for that. It's extremely creative as far as like picking out the colors and the lighting and designing something, designing furniture. We design furniture. So, I mean, it's very, very important that way. But at the same time, if someone is not on the creative side of it, there's definitely a lot more technical that they can do as far as like producing plans, producing reflected ceiling plans, and, you know, just getting a drawing out, getting a project out. We definitely need both to be able to make a project succeed. So it definitely can cater to both.
Hey, I am Kristen Butler. I am a practicing commercial interior designer. Over the years, I've served on the advisory committee for Athens Tech with the interior design program, kind of helping review their curriculum. And I've also been a juror for student critiques. And I've also hired some Athens Tech students as interns for my work.
Kristen Butler is on the advisory board. What do you look for in a potential hire?
One of the biggest things that I look for is, do they have the computer software skills to communicate the design intent. So have they learned programs like AutoCAD, SketchUp, Revit? Those are going to be the most helpful for me for communicating the plans and designs that we're trying to communicate. And then I try to look for interpersonal skills, leadership. Are they comfortable talking about design? Are they a hard worker? Are they someone that I can see that they have a lot of attention to detail and can show excellence in their presentations?
Natalie Marlowe, I am a 2014 Athens Technical College Interior Design Program graduate.
Natalie, when you were at Athens Tech, how was it different from now?
Yeah, it was in its infancy, I would say. Maybe one semester prior to me. I don't know, maybe one other graduating class. I think I might have been the second graduating class. I'm not entirely sure. It was a wonderful experience. I learned so much about myself, mostly. I learned about what I could achieve if I put my mind to it as a wife and mother going back to school. So I was worried about being overly challenged, but I feel like I rose to the occasion. I'm pretty sure I made the dean's list a couple of times, so I was impressed with myself. I was very impressed with the leadership of the interior design program. Mr. Meyer is impeccably organized and he's a wonderful mentor. Mr. Winters was a wonderful teacher. Those are the two teachers that I think are still on staff that I had at the time. It was a great program. I learned how to be creative. I learned how to trust my gut, which are things that in a creative field, you have to really rely on that. So it honed that craft for me. I learned to, like I said, be organized, meet deadlines, which is crucial in the interior design industry. I learned to collaborate. And that is something that is like the lifeblood of interior design, is collaborating with others. So those are all skills that I learned. I loved working in a team setting. I have that spillover into my career. I seek out jobs where I know that I can work in a team setting because I thrive there. So those are all things that I feel like I maybe had like some groundwork for, and the program helped elaborate and capitalize on that.
Why did you choose this program?
I am a creative at heart. I am a person that likes, I feel like I have creativity, sort of like hard to describe a creative person. It's like this force inside of me and something has to be made from it. Something has to come from it. And I've always been that kind of person. So I was like, okay, I need to go back to school. We need to, you know, offer a better livelihood for these kids. My husband had graduated. He went through Lanier Tech College. So we were both graduates of a tech school. And I'm not an administrative necessarily type of person, certainly not a person that does laborious work, like, you know, in a field, although sometimes creative jobs are very laborious. I needed something that was going to help me release my pent up creativity, which comes sometimes as a creative, you become frustrated if you can't get that out. So I'm going through the catalog of things that I wanted to do, like things that could possibly interest me. And I was like, well, what about nursing? And my husband was like, yeah, that's just not you. He was like, what about teaching? I was like, yeah, we have a bunch of kids, but I'm not really a good person. So we went down the things and I found that Athens had interior design. And I was like, what is that? And I kind of feel like this was like before Pinterest, before like interior design and decorating your home and all of these things like really took off. So it's at the beginning and I'm going, maybe we just get in on the ground level of something cool like this, like interior design. HGTV was starting to take off, which kind of bites me in the butt as an interior designer now. But at the time, it was very exciting. It was a way for me to be creative, make a lot of money doing it, and not have to be a starving artist.
Kelsey Dickinson is a current student at Athens Tech.
So my name is Kelsey Dickinson, and I began the interior design program at Athens Tech May of 2022. I had to take a core class. So I guess I officially started with the interior design courses the fall of 2022. So I have about finished this semester, one semester more, and then I have a summer of an internship, and then I will be a graduate of the interior design program at Athens Tech.
Kelsey, if you could, tell us about the interior design program from your viewpoint.
So it's all, I would say, there, you know, as a beginning student, you know, when you're first starting out in the program, you take in a fundamentals course, introduction to interior design. Most everything, I guess, across the program, we use what's called Blackboard. And so it's an online portal. So if there's any chapter questions or tests or, you know, like submitting projects, all of it is an online platform. You know, we operate through that. But I would say, you know, every class has its own textbook. And so I would say most every class that I've taken so far has had a component of reading your chapters and then doing the online quizzes. And as far as, yeah, it's all, you know, our documents that we create are all, I know, like in the earlier years, they did a lot more of paper submissions, like they were printing out their books or their collages, and they were creating a, you know, a spiral bound book essentially. But most everything that we do as far as books is all online. In the beginning, there are projects to every class with your history. One was our first history course that we took. For that, the big project was creating. Each of us chose a historical time period, and we had to abstract a building from that time period. So that was very hands-on, very studio-driven in terms of, you know, what you were creating. Design Studio 1 was our first design studio. We take three design studios throughout the course of the program. Design Studio 1 was a lot of cardboard model making, a lot of foam core model making in terms of presentation. So it was very like studio driven with a lot of like X-Acto knife cutting precision, creating models to scale. So I would say most every course is, there's the online component of chapter questions and quizzes, and then depending on what it is, you know, history one, history two, projects, and then your studios, there's a component of doing the model making. And as far as like the other class that I've taken that kind of is different from that is we take a technical drawing course, which is, you know, your drafting. You know, you have your T-square and your architectural scale and your, you know, so that is more in class. I mean, you do have outside class to complete the assignments, but that's more of like within studio work. That's a lot of it's done in class.
Back to you, Natalie. You went back to school in your 30s. How was that experience?
I'm a mother of four, married mother of four, and I was in my 30s. I was one of the oldest ones in the class. And so I felt like that was going to be a detriment for me being older, but honestly, it was my superpower. So I feel like that really want to encourage people in that age group. Like you can totally like switch gears and totally remake your whole self in a different industry, such as interior design, if you want to. And Athens Tech is there to help you. It was a great resource. I learned a lot. It was shorter than a four-year degree, which I was so appreciative of. I feel like the rigor was there. It got me ready for the workforce, which I feel like maybe in a four-year degree with kids coming straight out of high school, it's still a little bit romanticized about like, oh, I'm still going to school. Whereas Athens Tech is very much geared towards helping you get a job to support yourself and be a member of society that's contributing. So they're really helping get you self-sufficient so that you can go get a job. At 30 something years old, in my late 30s, you know, when you graduate from college, you're not moving back in with your parents. I am the parent. I have to go do the work. I have to go do the job. I have to go make money. And Athens Tech was a great timeline. I learned a lot of what I needed to get out there in job skills. The support system was just impeccable, like just nothing better. Stellar program. I'm happy to be talking about it. My youngest daughter is actually a freshman in the interior design program. So she's sort of following in my footsteps. And it's because I had such a great experience that I was so confident, like ushering her through it too.
So what are you doing now?
See, my first job right out of school was with a designer that owned, her husband owned a construction remodeling company. And together they owned a store. Out of that store, they found their clientele for home construction remodeling. And she was an interior designer. So I learned a lot from her. That was my very first job out of school. I worked for her for 3 years doing interior design, furnishings mostly, learning a lot of what not to do, but a whole lot of industry standards, a lot of things that were happening. My second job after that, I was there for about 3 years. My job after that was for another designer, smaller, a little bit bigger studio, sorry, but still small. We did big, high design, very fashionable types of things. After that, I went to John Wieland, which is a spec home builder in the Atlanta market, Southeast actually, not just Atlanta, which was very corporate, not my jam. And I'm like free to say that because it was just very, very, very boxed in, which is the worst thing to do to a creative person is to tie me down and box me in. So, but I learned that that's what I did not want. So I took that job and I was boxed in. So I learned that I did not really care for that avenue. From there, I moved to a historic remodeler in Atlanta, downtown in Atlanta, inside the perimeter. It was a fabulous job. It was my dream job. We were remodeling historic homes. It was lacking the furnishings, however. So I felt like my degree has led me everywhere.
Kelsey, can you tell us about what the instructors have taught you?
I would say they definitely set us up to not fail. So within this time that I've been at Athens Tech, I have Mr. Philip Meyer as the head of the program. And then there's three other professors that I've had. I've had Mr. Brian Winters, Miss Frankie Ware, and also Miss Jennifer Borg have been my professors. And all of them, I mean, everybody has a different personality. They're all incredibly talented, incredibly gifted. And I feel like their commitment to us and helping us as students is great. We correspond with email. Like I said, every personality is different. Every teaching style is different. But I would say, you know, if you know, anytime that I've had to reach out email wise to them, they've always responded. Anytime I've had questions, they've always responded and helped. A lot of our, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's time for history. One and two has been a little bit different. It's mainly not a lecturing style, but there's not the same component within those two classes. You're doing a lot of PowerPoint presentations, so it's mainly just classroom discussion. But the other classes where there's more of a hands-on tactic, you know, where we have to do presentations or we have to do the technical drawing where you're creating those documents, and design studios where you're doing the model making, there we'll have class sessions or in-class sessions, work sessions, and they'll walk around and answer questions as we're working. So I would say yes, very much. I've been really thankful and grateful for their support and their help throughout this process.
What are you looking to do when you graduate?
Well, I feel like the program, you know, this particular program has exposed us to a lot of the facets of interior design. Like we've done, you know, through the courses and through the coursework, we've done things like create a seamless pattern repeat in terms of like textile design. So I feel like there's a lot of avenues that could be, you know, kind of explored. In terms of residential versus commercial, I don't have a leaning one or the other. I know with commercial interior design, there's a lot of, I mean, all areas will, you know, engage all the floors, walls, ceilings, but I feel like commercial might have a different focus or a lot of, you know, textural pattern play in ways that residential interior design may not. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know as far as where am I headed. I love abstract-minded thinking. I want something, because I don't have any experience necessarily, I would want something that would be, you know, a firm or, you know, a senior designer or even a junior designer that would, you know, kind of maybe be willing to let me, I guess, fail in some ways, that, you know, because I don't have any experience. So it's like I've never gotten my feet wet within the field. So I feel like experience is going to be my biggest teacher at this point. So I would just want something mainly at first where I can just get all the experience that I need. You know, there's a lot of firms will use different computer programs, and, you know, not our exposure within this program has been to AutoCAD and Revit and then some SketchUp. You know, like a kitchen and bath design might use their own program, you know, so there's a lot of things that I still have yet to learn. So I guess it's just, I want something where I can grow and build on the skill sets that I've gained so far. I'm kind of a newbie, so I just want experience, I guess.
Philip, as the program chair, is there a job placement program?
job prospects come from the internships, as well as in our interior design program, we're very active in our local community. So we're bringing in working practicing professionals into our classrooms for lectures. We get professionals to come into the classroom to actually critique student work. And then in each course, they have an assignment that they have to go out in their community and actually learn and practice what we're covering in the classroom. So they are building up connections from day one. Those connections and those network of individuals will lead to job opportunities.
And Frankie, do you have some good advice for someone thinking of enrolling in the interior design program?
I think the most important thing is for them to realize it's not like HGTV. They will not get a residence and it'll be designed in a week. That does not happen in the real world. There are clients that you have to deal with that have opinions, and nothing is ever done that quickly. But I think that a lot of students are surprised that we do hand drafting, that there's computer drafting classes, and you know, they do very theoretical classes. So I think that a lot of them come in thinking interior design is very cut and dry. I'm gonna pick draperies and I'm gonna pick pillows. But when they really get into it and realize, oh no, I'm gonna be designing an entire concept. I'm gonna be coming up with an entire concept and designing that, and it's gonna carry through the entire space, whether it's in residential or in commercial. If they come in with a very open mind about that, they're gonna be extremely successful. But for some of them, it does throw them for a loop. They're, you know, I didn't know, I mean, we're in midterms now in the hand drafting class, and they've already drawn a studio apartment, and they're getting ready to draw a house plan and do wall sections and elevations and furniture and lighting and specifications for the entire house. That's their final project. And so it's very, very complete by the time that they're done.
Kristen, from your point of view, what can you tell someone about this program?
Well, one of the things that I love about the Athens Tech program is I think it's going to be the quickest, most efficient, most cost-effective way for them to be ready to be a design professional in the field, as opposed to investing in like other larger university programs. This program is going to get you the skills that you need, get you the classes that you need that are relevant much quicker. And it's a much more shorter, condensed program than maybe other longer experiences. And so I think it's definitely something that's super efficient in terms of like getting you ready to be working in the field of design. And I've been really impressed with the faculty, with just how much they care and how much they work to make connections for their students and to not only get them ready like in the classroom, but connect them with professionals in different areas that the students are interested in. And I've just been really impressed with how much the faculty cares about not only students learning for the test, but connecting them with that next step for their jobs.
And Natalie, I'd like to give you the last word on the interior design program.
I'm thinking that it's a fantastic program because I'm also learning how much it has changed with my daughter Gracie being a freshman in this program. So I am looking at the assignments and things that she's bringing home, and I can just tell that this program has spread its wings and it's flourishing, and it's so in depth now, and the instructors are so knowledgeable. One thing I super loved about being in that program was the support and how much they wanted you to succeed. I think a lot of times you hear horror stories while you're in college about the teachers that do not care. They don't care about whether you succeed or fail. And I just, that was never the case. The teachers in that program are there to help you succeed. They are there to support you and make sure that you're learning the subject so that you can go into the world, be knowledgeable. And it's a great reflection on Athens Tech as to the caliber of education that you get there. So it's also a great calling card for them.
Thank you for listening to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. For more information on the Interior Design Program, be sure to visit athenstech.edu.